Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and I just wanted to respond to Will Kiddo's booze this morning about the, well, he actually brought up several topics, so, but just in response to some of it, and, you know, although I think the wage is of a concern, as somebody who's been trained to be a manager in food service, and I know it goes to any type of management, whenever you're dealing with profit losses, the first thing that you consider is labor, and that's consistent with any business, and if they can do what they can without having the need of people, then that's what they're going to do. And that's what you see, like Amazon, for example, their warehouse is not filled with people fetching the orders, but with robots. So a lot of the companies, not them just specifically, but that make a lot of money, actually have few people because they're able to do it without people. And I think that that's somewhat of the direction that's heading. Somebody I know works at a manufacturing facility, and the CEO of that manufacturing facility, his goal within the next, you know, how many ever years, is to create a manufacturing facility that is based solely on robots rather than actual people. So I don't know that anything in terms of people is actually going to be improved over time because of that. And the whole inspiration behind the Google car was that a lot of companies have hired, well, not hired, I guess, they have implemented forklifts that are self, you know, they're robots essentially. And the reason why they decided to go with a robot-based forklift is because of human error. And they find that the error rate of robots is a lot less. So, but I mean, this comes down to also in stores. I mean, even a smaller chain of stores here has those self-checkout lanes, which essentially is taking away jobs from people. So I think that that's kind of a bigger issue. The wages of a concern, but I think that the reason why it's such a concern and it's so hard on small businesses.
Front door.
Sorry for my thing. The reason why is because of large corporations, specifically like super centers like Walmart, and other stores like that, they get enormous tax breaks that small businesses don't get, and therefore the reason why they can afford a lot of things that small business isn't able to do is because there's subsidies that they do get from the government. And I know that I just read a report that it's estimated that Walmart received $8 billion last year in government subsidies. So when you take that into account, in addition to that, they also, there was a bill passed in, I believe, 26 states back in the 1980s. And so basically what it was is because they are such a big corporation, they have to file all these taxes. Well, that kind of put a lot of strain on the government, the state governments, to file all these taxes from these corporations because they're such a big corporation. And so what they did was they allowed the corporations to keep the sales tax. Some of the states actually have caps, others don't. Others just say, oh, we don't care, just keep the sales tax because it's costing us more in labor costs to process all these tax claims than it is that you're, you know, would contribute to the tax code. However, now those are done electronically, and therefore it doesn't cost the same amount of labor, but the laws are still in effect. So in a lot of states, Michigan is included in that. I don't know specifically others. I believe Virginia is also, because I was living in Virginia at the time that I read this. But basically, they are still allowed to do so, even though they have improved the process where they don't have the strain on, you know. So they're basically, it's just an outdated law, but they're still able to do it. So they keep the sales tax. But, I mean, you figure, I just read a report that, you know, 90% of Americans are within 15 minutes of a Walmart. And that's kind of what happens is those big corporations come in, they drop a bunch of their prices to make it, like, you know, draw the consumer in. The small businesses fold, and then they just, you know, take over the whole thing, and then obviously the prices go up. So there was actually a book that was, and I believe it is available on Bookshare. I'm not sure about Bard. And it was called Free Lunch. I think it was by a guy named David Johnson, I believe. David K. Johnson or something like that. And he kind of goes into detail about the specifics of a lot of those. But like the store Cabela's is another example of that. The deer heads that they have on the walls. They use those because they can then claim themselves as a museum. And therefore they get like a huge tax break for that. So it kind of goes into a lot of detail about those different scenarios and how businesses are able to utilize the government money. But you also have to figure that when a store like those are brought into a city, a lot of times the city allows them to have tax-free for 7 years, or they... you know, they pay for their plumbing and pay for a lot of the things with to build the actual store. So you have to figure in all that cost as well. So, you know, I think that's probably why we're seeing less and less money, you know, to help things that actually need help, because there's so much money allocated towards these businesses, and there's no money like that that is provided to small business owners. So I don't know what the solution to that would be, because and also like those big corporations are able to buy stuff in such huge quantities. So because they're able to do so, then the small business isn't going to be able to order things in such a large quantity, so they're going to have to pay more. So their profit margins are going to be more as well. And therefore the price is going to be more. So, you know, in our country, we're real big on price and where we feel like we could get the best price. So I don't know that a lot of people really think about that when they walk into a store or not. But just... a lot of our tax money is, you know, going to stuff like that. And also, if a lot of these corporations are taking the money, it's tax money, you know, the sales tax, that's supposed to go back to the schools and to pay for stuff like that. So it's just a huge problem, and I don't know necessarily what, if anything, you know, it's kind of like cancer that's spread, you know. I don't know that any therapy at this point is really going to change it, but if they were to pay their workers more, being as though they, you know, took $8 billion in government subsidies, and because they're making, like, trillion-dollar profits, if they pay their people a little bit more, it would probably be a little bit better off. But also, I think that if they pay their people more, the people are going to utilize the money in the store. So essentially, they'd probably be